So, day two of, well, audio boot two, of getting out of the house. Or three. Or however many times the stage has had to be beaten. I had therapy yesterday, so that was my trip out. And it was my last psychotherapy session of this course. It's been about a year. And it doesn't end, it's just there's a next stage ahead now, which is I have a month. Here we go, Pops, let's get your lead on for the road. I was actually going over the fence, but at the moment I started audio booing, I forgot about that. I'm just going to go down the lane into the field entrance now. This walk is pretty much intended to just be one lap of the field, one audio boo kind of thing. Since I've already been out of the house today to mow the lawns, which is good. Didn't actually need a great deal of mowing, but much like my mental health, I think a little bit of attention just keeps them so that when I look out the window, there's a job done there, not a job approaching. I did them on Sunday, but they have been in a state all summer. I've occasionally managed to get the sort of strength to get outside and do them, but no, they've not been great, so... It's a small thing, but it's a good extra little task I have on my list of things I could do if I felt like it. And I sat outside with the idea I'll just do one lawn, and if that goes well, normally just what happens is that once I'm out there, it's kind of easy to do the next lawn. You're a good girl, Pops. You've not pulled me all this way. Good girl. So stop here. Hey, that's it. Now off you go, running. She loves it. Oh, an immediate rush of cerebral awareness, pleasure as I realise we're here in the field. Let's go this way, Pops. Take this lead off my wrist. There's a good girl. Do you want a treat for being good? Yeah? Yeah, you do, don't you? There you go. Good girl. So, so the therapy thing, kind of the reason why I started to, or I thought maybe I'll do some audio brewing now. Maybe I'll start using audio boo as a very definite tool. Was because the single psychotherapy sessions were coming to an end. I have a month off. My therapist isn't really sure whether it's time to end the one-on-ones, which are very specific to a particular room in the therapy centre and kind of like a safe zone, which now stops. It's been very trying. It's been very challenging. And it's, it reached a point for sure where I was a completely broken man, but that was kind of, I think, the point of it. I don't really know. I was kind of broken when I started, but I didn't quite understand myself or what had broken me or all of that stuff, whereas... A kind of halfway point in the year, all these issues had been brought out from my entire life, really, age 8 onwards, and half of them were kind of easy to see with guidance, half of them were like a truck hitting you in the face, and not all of them are by any means solved or dealt with or addressed in full, but they're all explored to some extent, and the increased awareness of how I think, why I think, how I think, why my brain is how it is, the chemical side, as well as the developmental side. And that knowledge is hard to deal with, but useful. Some of it's just hard to deal with. Some of it's not so hard to deal with, but useful. All of it's worthwhile. And enlightening, I think is the word. So I have a month off now from any therapy. And the idea is that I'm now breaking the connection to that room and the therapy that went on there. And the next stage will be to meet with the same therapist, same psychotherapist, in the room that she holds her group, the group that I am going to be joining eventually. And the relationship changes to some extent, well, to a great extent. But still, the sessions in the room with her one-on-one will be under an umbrella of one-to-one, individual, trusting, confidential, person-centered psychoanalysis. Their main goal is to prepare me for group therapy. The idea, the whole business of being in a room with however many people are in the group, I haven't established that. I haven't asked, basically. It could be 6, it could be 12. I don't think it's many more than that. It could be 4. I have no idea. The idea is to develop socialization and the ability to ease back into society, I suppose, and get comfortable with my new reborn self. Reborn, really, in the sense that I've been taken to points of infancy in my psychotherapy, and there's some good and bad about that. The good is that I guess I'm regrowing as the person I was before I was changed for the worse by a stressful career in the city. I feel very much mentally more like a small, unformed version of myself when I was at university. And that's a treat, you know, that is a treat. An ex-girlfriend once told me I'd changed, as they always do. She was absolutely right. The experience of acting my way in the city definitely brought about a change in me as a person, of me and the way I thought, the way I acted, the way I behaved, how honest I could be with anyone, because I was lying to myself by doing the whole thing, forcing myself into the machismo driven world of the city. But yeah, so that's good. I don't know what to say after that, you know. I don't know, there's no date for group therapy to start. There's simply the path towards group therapy. I was thrilled and excited and surprised by Monday's walk around this field. Left me feeling great. It was a real lesson in, you know, not so much a lesson. Put it this way. When you're depressed and isolated and agoraphobic, you and anxious, I suppose it's important to mention, anxiety features a lot. You not only... No, puppy, not the rolls. Get up. It's a dead mouse. Get off. When you are in that state, you look back, especially after a while, you kind of look, it might cross your mind to think about how good it would be to go outside. It's been a long time usually since you've been outside, so you have no memories of the pleasure of being outside, you just know that you felt better when you were able to get outside. But that isn't enough to make you motivated to actually get outside, because you feel safe inside in your catacomb or pupae state, wrapped up in a ball on a sofa with a blanket around you and the curtains closed. And that's where you stay. If you can make small moves towards routines or activities, however small they would seem to an able-minded person, then you have an experience to recall the next time you think about that activity, especially if it's been rewarding. So coming out on Monday and walking three times around this field when I planned one, both gave me some exercise, which made me feel good. Exercise, without a doubt, is a very useful thing. The more I get, the more I know how my anxiety will reduce, provided I don't have anxiety-related issues to the whatever exercise it is I'm doing. And in the past, that has been the case. So it's very windy. I hope this spoffle that I'm using on my iPhone is working. But having made that kind of almost leap outside surprised Claude, surprised the therapist, actually. Even after not coming yesterday, just the idea this afternoon, I did the lawn, I did the first mug, I did the second mug, I did the plate. And before I knew it, the dishes were done. I had a bath. I did little bits and pieces of moving stuff around, tidying a little without ever planning to. Just started with one thing, and before I knew it, I'd arranged and got rid of clutter and reverted to more minimalist appearance around me, which I always find useful. In fact, minimalism would be probably a good metaphor for how recovering from mental illness, trying to get better again, requires you to deal with small things, not clutter your brain. Here I am in the field again. And not only was I surprised at how good it made me feel to get out and do a walk around a field, I was surprised to have some interaction on Audioboo with a couple of comments from old friends. And that was really nice. A little bit difficult in the sense that I didn't actually do the Audioboos with the thought in my mind that I was going to interact after them. But I saw an email come through saying there was a comment yesterday. I was at therapy, so I was going to therapy, so I didn't. I drove to therapy as well. That's the bit that I hadn't driven for over a year. So that was cool. And fine, you know, absolutely fine. I thought, fuck it, I'll log into Audioboo and reply, which I did. not saying I always will. After all, these boos are really genuinely just to distract my mind, and boy, they work well. My therapist was a little bit concerned with me because I, you know, we've worked on a kind of initially, quite a while ago now, in the initial stages of breaking me down, on a kind of achievement psychosis thing. The idea of happiness is reached by achieving things that I seem to have so ingrained in my brain, which has been broken down and repeatedly by my sessions with her. And I've explicitly been warned off achievement-based behaviour. It's a very, initially, you know, a very absolute thing. You must set no goals. You must, you know, break that down. But it gets complicated because philosophically, as you go through the process, you realise you're getting to a point where you do want to set goals, i.e. wash a plate, cognitive behavioural therapy type goals, clean your teeth, that kind of thing. And to a kind of battered mind, the level, the distinction between how it can be okay to set those kind of goals that are achievement based and not okay to say, I can't wait to set up a business. I mean, I suppose that's a bit obvious. You can see what the difference is between those two goals. One's ridiculous and far too much ahead. The other one's very small. But the exaggeration maybe illustrates the point. There is a great deal of... as she goes into the water, there is a great deal of kind of subtlety involved in understanding the evolving process of beating a sort of achievement anxiety and achievement psychosis, rather. And I struggle with it still, you know, So I said to her yesterday, I said, you know, on the one hand, I'm aware that I'm going to be going to a group preparation therapy in a month, which I'll be required to travel to on my own, which in isolation seems like a mammoth task because I'm used to Claude coming with me and being in this safe room and that kind of thing. So I figured, you know, well, if I'm not feeling anxious about doing something in particular, I'm going to do it, and, you know, I won't plan it, I won't set it as some kind of massive goal, but I feel good once I've achieved it. And she kind of said to me, why do you feel you need to be better to go to group therapy? That's not the point. The point is to carry on working through you as you are. The improvement comes very slowly. Can't be forced, all of that kind of blah, blah, blah stuff. And I didn't really have an answer for her. I just said it seemed like such a mammoth goal and that, you know, fuck it, if I felt like walking in the field and hadn't done for 12 months and wasn't doing it out of some kind of challenge, but more out of the desire for the pleasure of walking in the field, then that seemed good to me. And having done it, I felt great, etc. So we didn't really resolve it. She doesn't necessarily provide answers, of course. She listens a lot. There's a lot of silences. She's very expert at the awkward silence. I'm getting better at not feeling the need to necessarily fill it as well. So it can be kind of strange sometimes in therapy. Yeah, there's nothing normal about it, I guess, about therapy. I think this audio boo is going to time out now. I'm not going to do a second. I'm going to keep talking till it times out. We have done a lap of the field, and whilst I feel really good, I am going to head home, because, well, because it's not a challenge, it's a pleasure. Poppy's already had a long walk today. She doesn't need the exercise. And I planned a lap of the field. Now, if I start thinking, oh yeah, but you always plan that, and then you do too, then planning a lap of the field will cease to have any meaning. So I'm going to just keep it to one. Nice, easy, therapeutic lap of the field. So put Poppy's lead back on and we'll walk back home. She's been in the river. She's all covered in mud. You're all covered in mud, aren't you? And unless my sense of time is completely balked, this must be coming up to the 20-minute time limit on Audioboo. Good girl, sit down for me. What have you got on your back? Let me put this on, Pops. Yeah. Good girl. As a side note before this ends, one thing that's been interesting is the effect of projection in terms of, as it's been explained to me by the psychotherapist, the effect of other people's anxieties on developing minds or even just people they're in the company of. And that's helped me quite a bit with Poppy in coming out in the past few days. I realise that if I want her to be calm, then I certainly have to be calm myself. Which I make an effort to do on these walks. Remain calm. Carry on.